historic title, misunderstood rule, and another history lesson. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're celebrating this week in the small town of Clinton, located in northeast Lenawee County, which won its first MHSAA state championship in a boys' sport last weekend, claiming the Division IV team wrestling title with a 36-27 decision over Crouse County foe and defending champion Hudson.
I told these kids afterwards, it's a for not only wrestling, but it's the first boys' title in school history. So these 28 kids, they get that forever. No matter what happens in their lifetime, something they get to have together as a group. It means a lot.
Head coach Jeff Rowland. While both teams hail from Lenawee County, they're about a 45-minute drive apart, with Hudson on the county's western edge. It was the second year in a row the two teams had met for the Division IV crown, and the Redskins caught fire midway through the meet, winning six of the last seven weight classes, including back-to-back pins by Logan Badge and Jack Vole. You can read more about the team wrestling finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Granville Calvin Christian's Brock Stevens, who surpassed a 1,000-point mark in career scoring in leading his team to a boys' basketball win over Wyoming Godwin Heights, and Elena Nelson of Springport, who broke her school's single-season girls' basketball scoring record in a win over Reading. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
It's hard to go to a basketball game and not sit near other fans who are yelling about the officials not calling 3 seconds. The 3-second rule is one of the most misunderstood rules in the game of basketball. The purpose and philosophy of the rule is to not allow a player who is significantly taller than his or her opponent to camp out in the middle of the lane and create an unfair advantage. The 3-second count is in effect whenever an offensive player has at least 1 foot in the lane and when their team is in possession of the ball. That count stops as soon as a try, a shot, is attempted or a try is imminent. And the count cannot start again until there is control of the rebound. Keep this in mind that the next game you attend.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. You may have remembered us giving a little love a few weeks ago to Bradley Simonson at Houghton High School for his 63-point basketball performance against Ishpeming. Our history lesson today comes courtesy of MHSAA historian Ron Pesch, who writes about similar feats in UP basketball lore this week in the second half. But first, more kudos to Simonson. His 63-point game broke the school record of 60 by Gary Lang in 1970, which was the last time that many points were scored north of the Mackinac Bridge, and it conjured up ghosts of the past. You can't talk about UP basketball without first talking about marvelous Mel Peterson, who as a senior at Stevenson High School near the southern tip of the peninsula, scored what was then a state season record, 849 points, and he led the Eagles to the 1956 Class B title in sudden-death double overtime against Detroit St. Andrew. In fact, that year, three of the four titles were won by UP schools. Roger Rowell at Channing with 67 points in 1960, Jim Manning with 69 for Trout Creek in 1960, Irwin Schatz of Hermansville with 71 in 1961, 60 by Bob Gale of Trout Creek in 1966, and Larry Letalia of Champion with 65 in 1970 also have their names in the record book, but they all trail the 97-point mark by Ed Burling of Crystal Falls against Iron River during the 1910-11 season. Yes, 97 points, which is the state record, just a few years after Dr. Naismith invented the game, seems like a lot, and Pesch devotes a lot of space in his article to that, which you can read on the second half. For now, though, it's a legendary performance, and that's your history lesson for this week. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, which was honored this week by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters for the Best Network Sports Program of 2019. This Week in High School Sports is powered by Michigan Student Aid and a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.